what you've got to keep in mind, all of us, in the months ahead, and this is Mike Adams here, and this is early October 2021, is that the antibody-dependent enhancement effects we now know from the Humetrics / JAIC / DOD report that we talked about last week, we know that the ADE effects increase over time. So the more time that has elapsed since the first vaccination, the worse the outcomes become for hospitalizations, ICU, and death. And what that means is that the devastating, or you could say the negative effects of the vaccines are continuing to kick in over time. And that's exactly how antibody-dependent enhancement operates. So the vaccine primes the immune system to overreact to a pathogenic exposure, which in this case, let's use what the common virologists are claiming, which is the Delta variant, although there's not really any legitimate test for Delta, but let's just go with that for the moment. So when these people who were vaccinated are exposed to Delta, their outcomes are far worse than an unvaccinated person. And again, the longer duration that it has been since you got the vaccine, the worse your outcome to Delta. Now, fast forward this. If you project those trend lines of hospitalizations, and in some groups it was 71% of those in the hospital were previously vaccinated. In other groups, it was 60%. The negative effects are doubling at the six-month mark compared to the three-month mark following vaccination. Well, if they're doubling from 3 months to 6 months, they're probably going to increase again at 9 months. And 9 months will very likely be, because it looks like a linear projection, the effects at 9 months will be triple what they were at 3 months. So if at 3 months you had, you know, 8% of the vaccinated people who are in the hospital, and I'm just throwing that number out. I don't recall the exact number from the paper, but it was somewhere in that range. Let's just say it's 8% for this, you know, for explanatory purposes here. Then at 6 months, it would be 16%, and at 9 months, it'd be 24%. And you could imagine that 12 months, it might be 32%. We're not at 12 months yet. We're not even at 9 months yet. But so far, the projection looks linear. So what's likely to happen, especially as there are more variants that are being produced in the bodies of vaccinated people and or being deliberately released by the Fauci, Wuhan, you know, collaborative bioweapons people, what we're likely to see is sharp increases in hospitalizations and deaths over the next 6 months. So we are in early October right now. If you look at the six-month window ending in March, at the end of March of 2022, my best guess right now is that we are going to see literally millions of people dead in the United States from complications related to the vaccine. Millions of people. Now, they won't be counted as vaccine deaths. So what you're going to see is more and more media stories that are saying things like, huh, we wonder why are there so many heart attacks? Why are there so many blood clots? Why are there so many strokes, right? We've already seen some of these stories, one of them recently out of Scotland that was noting there's a 25% increase blood clots. So we're going to see a lot more of those kinds of stories. But importantly, you're going to see the excess deaths in the aggregate census death data. But the problem with that is that such aggregate data is very, very slow to be released by the CDC and the other organizations that release that data. So at the county level, you will have death records, but it's an enormous effort to try to go through each county in the United States and report that or even find out what that is. Now, the CDC does that, but they are currently only reporting data from 2019. So they're, you know, 2 years plus behind. And I would imagine that they're not going to want to report on the excess deaths of 2021 until at least 2024. So they'll find a way to delay that, you see, because it shows that once vaccines began, the excess deaths just skyrocketed. So we're not going to get to see that data for a couple of years. And that's all by design. So you might wonder then, well, how are we going to know millions of people are dying from the vaccines? The answer is grassroots. You are going to see more and more people around you dying, more than have already died. So one of the most interesting factoids about all of this right now, which is really anecdotal evidence, but everybody, it seems, knows multiple people around them who have died after taking the vaccine. Now, that wasn't true 6 months ago. I remember being asked 6 months ago by people who were saying, well, where are all the vaccine deaths? Where are all the people dying? At that time, there really weren't noticeable excess deaths, not in firsthand experience. But today, in October of 2020, it's entirely different. Today, everybody knows somebody who was vaccinated and died. And a lot of us know people who were vaccinated and got sick. And I've told you the story of someone I know who's a close friend slash business partner who was only in his 30s, had his brain eaten by prions, likely following a spike protein exposure from vaccinated people. So keep in mind, there's not just, this is how the CDC is going to work this data. They're going to shift it around, I guess. Some people are dying from being exposed to vaccinated people, even though they themselves are not vaccinated. So the spike protein, don't forget, we saw this from the EcoHealth Alliance document, the proposal to DARPA, that the spike protein is a skin-penetrating nanoparticle, and that they were going to use aerosolized vaccines to release SARS-CoV-2 into the bat caves in China. Remember that? Well, when you get injected with this bioweapon, it sheds. And it, just by contact alone, it penetrates other people's skin and goes into their bodies and into their blood and can kill them. So when these deaths happen, and there are a lot of these, they are, of course, touted as the media as unvaccinated people getting sick and dying. What the media isn't telling you is that these are people exposed to vaccinated people. So it's actually the vaccines killing the unvaccinated, as well as vaccines killing the vaccinated. And you can have a situation where the person being vaccinated is not harmed by the vaccine yet because they have healthier blood. Their blood flows better. Maybe they have better nutrition. Maybe they have higher vitamin D. I don't know. Maybe they just have an anti-inflammatory diet and they don't have high blood pressure and so on. But then they are building spike proteins because of the mRNA mechanism in their body's cells, and then they're spreading the spike protein to people around them. Well, some of those people around them may be very vulnerable to blood clots. They may have sludge blood. They may be people living on junk food and fried food and not taking nutrition and not living healthy lifestyles. You see what I mean? And they can be pushed over the edge just with exposure via contact to the skin-penetrating toxic nanoparticle spike proteins. And that is happening. That's happening right now across America. So the real number to look for is going to be excess deaths once the vaccines began, and especially over time, to look at 6 months after the vaccines, 9 months after the vaccines, 12 months after the vaccines, and so on. But again, those data won't be available until about 2024. And they're going to continue to lie to us between now and then in order to try to convince people that, no, the vaccines aren't killing anybody. It's the variant that's killing people. It's all you unvaccinated people carrying variants, you unclean, subhuman, subclass of dirty people, right? That's going to be what the media says. And then they're going to try to throw you into COVID camps and probably call for you to be killed, right? And make sure you can't do anything in society. Did you see in Israel, by the way, the people who have been double vaxxed but haven't yet taken the so-called booster shot, which is really a third full dose. It's not even a booster. It's a third full dose. So the double vaxxers have now had their green pass yanked. Oh, the double vaxxers are now, you know, anti-science people. They don't believe enough to get the third shot. And now they have been denied access to society across Israel. A couple million people affected by that already. So you got to get the third shot in Israel. And then pretty soon, the triple vax won't be enough, right? And you'll have to get a fourth shot, and they're going to continue this until everybody drops dead or eventually says, no, I've had enough damage. But all of this is accelerating over the next few months. You're going to see millions of people die, I predict, excess deaths in the United States and Europe and other countries like India as well. Wherever the vaccine has been heavily pushed, you're going to see a lot of excess deaths. But the media is going to cover it up. The CDC will cover it up. I wouldn't put it past them to just start lying about census data, anything to hide the excess deaths of 2021 caused by vaccines. So you're living in a biological warfare scenario, and part of that war is info war, information warfare through the media and the government, false statistics and so on. They're going to use everything in their power to try to kill as many people for as long as possible, as long as they can get away with it. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. Read my website, naturalnews.com, and of course, Brighteon.com. Be safe. Take care.